Okay, Rabbi Say, I was given a very difficult task here. So tonight, for those who can stay, this is going to be a test run of something that we would like to do, which is a weekly shiur in Halacha Lemaisa, because everybody here's time is at a premium. We thought perhaps we'll do it by teleconference, which means everybody will be able to dial in from whenever they are. Obviously, it would be Ratsui if it was live, but it'll be taped. And this way, we will not be forced to schlep you out to again another shiur. Obviously, it'll take place live somewhere. So we are going to try. Reb Shimon allocated 20 minutes to this. I reminded him of the tagline, the advertising tagline, that you give us 22 minutes and we'll give you something. So I was able to schnar another 2 minutes from him, which is 10%. So in 22 minutes every week, we're not quite sure how this is going to work out, but especially on Dafim like Lamed Beis. What you heard from Hagoyin, the previous speaker of Avram, is only a kutzei shel yud of what Lamed Beis is all about. It's probably b'mikra, the single most packed daf of halacha in Lulav HaGazel. So what we'll try to do is summarize three or four halachas. We're going to be using for this halacha shir as a text of Mishnah Berura. No surprise. We'll try to cover 2, 3, 4 halachas every week in the Mishnah Berura, using the Mishnah Berura as a text, by trying to be misakim the Piskei of Mishnah Berura and the Shitas. We're going to start here on Tav Reish Nun. If you have a Mishnah Berura, please look it up. If not, there are some copies floating around. The Mishnah Berura in Aleph, Tav Reish Nun Aleph, discussing the Shir of Adasim. Since Rav Avram covered Lulavim in great depth, I'm going to talk about Amud Beis, which is Hadasim. Hadasim, says in Mishnah Berura, what is the shear of a hadas? The shear of a hadas and an arava are 3 tfachim. Vishidroi shalulav is 4 tfachim. You heard a little bit about the lulav before. What is the shear of 3 and 4 tfachim? What does that translate into halacha lemaisa, real world? So first, Mishnah Berura says that what we're talking about on the hadas and the arava is not the leaves, it's the eitz itself. The eitz, the wood part, has to be at least 3 tfachim. This is a ritva, netak in the Mishnah Berura, aleph. The Sharetzion brings a prima gadim, which is mistopic by there, but the prima gadim did not see the ritva, because as we discussed earlier, a lot of Rishayim only have surfaced recently. The ritva on Sukkah only surfaced in the last 50, 100 years, and therefore the Mishnah Berura is saisim of this ritva, that it has to be 3 tvachim of the wood. What is 3 tvachim? This is a huge machlekes shas wide among the contemporary paiskim between Reb Chaim Noah and the Chazon Ish. Numerous other paiskim weigh in on this, of course, but those are the two main adversaries in this halacha. It goes all the way down to what the size of an agaydel is, a thumb, therefore what the size of a tefach is, and therefore what the size of a amma is. In the sugya and amud beis, you'll learn that we're talking about an amma of 5, not an amma of 6, the gemara is mekel, but whatever it is, the paiskim argue exactly how the minimum shear of a hadas and a lulav has to be. The shear of a hadas, the Chaznish says, it has to be at least 29 centimeters. That is about 11.4 or 11.5 inches. And again, we're talking about the actual wood part. The alim and top do not count. The Reb Chaim Noah is mekel, and he has a shear of 24 centimeters, which is about 9.5 inches. If you can, and I should point out, I guess, that in the last few years, a lot of the fun has come out of looking for kashra Hadassim for sure. They still left you with love of Benesregim. I'm sure they'll be out on the way out soon. But Hadassim now come the last few years prepackaged with all sorts of fancy Echsherim, at least 2 or 3 or 4 Echsherim. So you don't even get a chance to look at what the Hadassim are like. When I was a Bachar in Eretz Yisrael, I was just 17 years old. I was there for my first Sukkos, so I didn't know what to do. So I followed the crowd, and there were huge lines around Yerushalayim where people would bring the Dalad Minim to be Nivdak by the Gedolia Paiskim. The biggest mumcha on the Dalad Minim was a guy, Rav Shalom Eisen. He was the biggest mumcha Dalad Minim, and the line to get into his house was from the middle of Meir Sharm all the way up to Kikar Shabbat. It could take 2 hours. So at that time, I said, 2 hours. I was an American boy. Who's going to wait in line for 2 hours to get your Dalmin Nivdak? I said, there's someone else who's, reliable and can paskin. So this Eretz Yisrael Dik Avreich looks at me and says, yeah, there's another Rav who also does it. He's not as a big bucky as Shalom Eisen, but you can go to him. There's probably a smaller line there. His name is Yosef Shalom Eliashiv. This was said to be more than 40 years ago. And my first Dal Min, my first Hadassah in Eretz Yisrael with Nivdak by none other than Eliashiv. I didn't know who he was. I knew nothing about Adasim, but Adasim are complicated, like all the other Dalad Minim. And the Shir, Rabbi Yashav Paskins, that Lekuli, you can go like a B'chaim Noah, but Lechumra, the world is Machmer, since it's a Shailan of Deraisa. Why is it a Shailan of Deraisa? Because the Rishonim say, the Delia Paiskim, Lavush, and the Mabit say, that the Shir is a possible Lachol Meshim Sinai. That's the case, how tall the Hadas has to be, is a Shailan of a Safed Deraisa. So you might as well be machmer and get it up to 11 and a half, aforementioned 11 and a half inches on a lulav. Avram did not mention the numbers. Chaznish says 39 centimeters, which is 15.25 inches. Rav Chaim knows to make a little bit lower to 12.6 inches, but that's what the shear of Dalat Fachim are. Okay, it's halacha number one. That's brought in Tafresh Nun, Simin Aleph and Simin Beis. The Mechaber says, Ein la shir lamala. The Hadassim and the Aravas, Hadassim let's focus on, can be very high. And however, says the Mechaber and Beis, you're going to run into a problem. The aforementioned Shedre Plavim, which we discussed earlier, it has to be lamala tefach, not from the Tiyamais, as you saw at great length, but from the Shedra. And that's not always so simple. You have to be careful with this, as was mentioned earlier. The simplest way to do this is when you put it in to make sure that your lulav just get a taller lulav. That's why the Madir look for taller lulavim, not to run into this problem. If in fact you have a shaila about this problem, so people solve this by pulling down the Hadassim and the Aravis in the Kreshikals, that's relatively simple the first couple of days. Once it starts getting a little harder, you have to be careful when you pull it down not to have the leaves come off, because then you run into problems of Nasharayv of the Alan, which is a separate psul in Hadassim and Haravis. What about taking the lulav out of the Kreshikal? Some people try to do. We'll see later in Mir Tashan. This could actually be, sounds like the best eights of all, so you're not disturbing the Hadassim and the Raveis. According to one Shita, one Briska Chumra, that would be a psul of Tas of Loim and Asli, which we'll get to Mir Tashem a later time. Okay, so the Mishabura in Tafresh Nun Beis says that Al Pi Said, he brings it to Las Yaakov, when you hold a lulav, the last in hay, Al Pi Said, yes, Lital Shedra, the lulav Kalapi Panov, you hold a lulav with the Shedra towards you, and the open part towards the outside. So that is the halacha lamaisa on the shear of a lulav. The second issue we discuss on a hadas. The second issue let's discuss is in Tuf Resh Mem Vav. Niktam. You saw a little bit about Niktam in Lulavim. So strangely enough, in Tuf Resh Mem Vav, if you have Mishabura Aleph, the Mechaber starts, hadas shenikdam roshay kosher. Strangely enough, I say, because if you look to Yud, at the end of the Simen, the Mechaber says, Niktam Rashi again, kosher. And then he says, V'yesh paislim b'niktam Rashi. Why does the Mechaber say it twice? And why does he have in the Halacha Aleph, he says it's kosher, Niktam, and Yudi brings a Machlaikis. So there's also the Shtichuch Teri here. The Mishabura says, because the Mechaber is being Maitik, Lashon the Rambam, and then he moves to Lashon Natur. Prima Gadim has another beer in this, Al Kol Panim. Niktam, which means split. Now, what does Niktam mean? Niktam does not mean Niktam of the Alim, because with a Hadas, there is no psul of Niktam of the Alim. What Niktam means is the wood, the piece of wood. If the piece of wood is sliced off at the top, this is a Mechlekes in the Paiskim is brought in Tuf Resh Mem Bav Yud, whether it is possible or not. The Alim is not a problem, because Alim can come off at the top, and you have Kuslava Kashra Hadas. Niktam means the piece of wood. With a lulav, obviously, the niktam means the top of the lulav. So the Mechaber in Tav Reish Mem Vav Yud. Agav. For the future teleconference shiurim on the website in advance of the shiur will be the exact tziyunim to which Mishabur will be talking about. And hopefully some additional narrative so you can focus on those who are interested in the Lech Lamaisa. In Tuf Reish Mem Vav Yud, Mechava brings a shayla whether or not if it is kosher in Niktam, and the Ramah says, V'toiv l'hachmer, b'makam she'i efshar ba'acher, b'makam she'esher ba'acher. It's tight to be macher, not to use a Niktam, and he says, V'lei mikra Niktam, ela im Niktamu ha'etim. Niktam only means the wood. So this is a machlekes, and the people of possible hold it is not hadar, and therefore it is taiv lahachmer, and the paiskim bismanenu say that since there's no problem in getting fresh adasim bismanenu, you should always try to make sure that it's not a niktam at all. If it is niktam and something grows on top and that part becomes yavesh, and Mishabura and Lamadal, we'll talk about yavesh in a second, allows you to pull it off those things that grew up on top of the niktam part. Yavesh. What is the halacha of yavesh in hadasim? So the Mishabura in Tafresh, Mem, Vav, Sif, Vav, paskins that a yavesh is puzzle. Tafresh, Mem, Vav, yavesh, Allah, puzzle, kamshu. What does kamush mean? Kamish is somewhere in between yavesh and lach, semi-dry. Semi-dry is kosher. What's the shear of yavashus? Now, this may sound that it's not lach l'maisa, but, shana rabba time, if you don't take care of your adasim, you don't refrigerate them, they become, in fact, dry. So the Paiskin Mishra Brura in Chaf says that there are two tests, and both of those tests are necessary to create yavesh. Test number one is, it has to be nifrach b'tzipayrin, it has to be able to crumble if you touch it with your finger, and that's pretty yavesh. And the second is, kesheyalbinu peneim, it has to change color. The word yalbinu means white, but the contemporary paiskim say it doesn't necessarily mean white, it means no longer green. The first place it goes, unless it's very exposed to sun, I'm not sure, but the first place it goes from green is to brown. So Mishnah Karela says this Mishra Brura really didn't mean white. It means if it goes from green to brown, and it is so dried out that if it's nifrach b'tzipayr and it crumbles, if you touch it, that's yavesh, and that is pasul. And in Ches, the Mechaber says that yavshu raiv olav v'nishtayr b'raish kalabad ma'ashol j'badim kan echad, is kosher. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that what it means is that if you had seven and four are still left, three are still left, the idea of Shleisha Alim and the Mishnah Berurah Chaf Aleph, Shabaresha Bad Chol Shem Hadar Al Kol Hadas, and therefore even if many of them are Yavesh, it is still kosher. The fourth and last halacha we will discuss is the big one when it comes to Ilchais Hadas, which is what does Mishulish mean? So Mishra Brura, this is a Gemara, which we haven't got to it yet. You'll get to it in the bottom of a bays. The Gemara says, Anaf Eitz Avos means it has to be covering, the stem covering the wood, and Avos means it has to be Mishulish, otherwise it is a Hadas Shaita. There's one Havamin in the Gemara which says you can do two. In fact, one Amira was Mahadar after two and one. That's not the Psak. The Psak is that is a Hadas Shaita. So what does Mishulish mean? And here, even if you'll get a Hadasim with the super Hachsherim on it, you're not always going to get perfectly Mishulashim. Shaila is, what does Mishulish mean? So here, in a extremely rare example, extremely rare, every single one, the Mishra Brura does not discuss in any great detail what Mishulish means. You just might take the basic lesson. Mishulish means that all three have to come out of basically all the stems. That's the right word. Stems have to more or less be on the same line. What does the same line mean? Everybody understand? There's pictures here, both in Rum's book and in a book that I brought. I'll be able to show you the pictures in a few moments. Pictures, it's exactly how it means aligned exactly. But here's a major kula. The Chazon Ish, the Briskerov, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Yashiv, every one of the contemporary Paiskim of the last 50 or 60 years were Makel, and they considered Mishulish to be that as long as the stems of the three Hadassim, of the three leaves, overlap each other, that's a Mishulish L'Chadchila. The Meshulash L'Chatchila, if you can find all three, you take a brown string, you can find all three exactly starting at the same place and exactly ending at the same place. Matayv Manayim. I'm sure there'll be a super premium for such a hadas, but it's kasher l'chatchila, even among the most stringent, the brisker and the light, a very, very machmer, for instance, that the lulavim should be super straight. Because in brisk, everything, Erev and Lechit, everything has to be exactly straight. But in this, they have an absolute Kabbalah from all the briskerav's children. The briskerav was not machmer to have it exactly lined up, because maybe it would be impossible to find Hadassim Ksherim. There's a whole deal in the Mishnah Brewer here, I'll close with this, about how difficult it was to find Hadassim Mishulashim Ad Kedei Kach, that Ramaz Meiklan Hadass Shaita. Says, B'dievet, if you can't find a good Hadass, you can make a bracha from Sedeshen. Obviously, this was a problem in Northern Europe to find Kasher Hadassim of Mishulashim. The later Paiskim, when things got a little bit better, were very upset with this Kriya Yaakov. And they said, how can this be? This is against a Beforsha Gemara, against Beforsha Shulchan Aruch, and therefore a Hadash Shaita is Pasla Filul Chatchila. So this is a major to-do. It's not Negeah, it's Maneinu Allah Chalamaisa, but what is Negeah? If you open up, you rip open your plastic, and you find Hadassim, where the three are, as long as the three overlap. What if two overlap, and one overlaps the second? You understand what I'm saying? In other words, you have two. When I say three overlap, all three have to be overlapping the area of the third. What if the third one is not overlapping the bottom one, but it's overlapping the second one? That already is not so agreed that it's kosher. Most of the aforementioned contemporary Pesachim would say that's not Meshulash L'Chatchila, and therefore you should at least try to get, if you can't get it exactly even up, which is very difficult to find, if you at least get that they should be overlap each other, that is considered to be Meshulash. Okay, everybody sight, this is 20 minutes. This is the best that we can do. Emir Tashem, on Lamed Daled, we'll have it a little bit more user-friendly for everybody. Try to get Mr. Burris available.